بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today is Friday, and this Friday is known south of the border as Black Friday, a day when retailers offer big deals and shoppers just go crazy. It's the traditional start to the Christmas shopping season, and now we have seen this blackness, this Black Friday has spread north of the border, as I witnessed this morning for the first time. I happened to be at Walmart to get my tires changed, as I do every fall or winter, and I noticed that there was a long lineup outside the door, and then that's when I realized that, oh, okay, so there's something going on here, because I hadn't received a flyer, luckily, I guess, because I got to observe rather than take part in the scramble. And when I went inside, and this is a tip, by the way, next time you want to go to Walmart, there's a long lineup, don't go through the main doors, go through the automotive section, because there's no one there, it's only me and one other person. So I got in, and this long line of people had just arrived into the electronics section and were going crazy, you know, picking up TVs and portable DVD players, and they were going like, you know, they were free candy. Even toolboxes, you know, so toolboxes were flying off the crate as well. It's not as bad here as it is in the U.S., where people tend to camp out and even strategize and, you know, make a plan of the store and look at, you know, where they're going to enter and which way they're going to go to get to the section they need to. While I was walking through the aisles, there were a few people talking about how bad it is in the U.S., and one of them was mentioning, oh, my wife has gone to Syracuse for the first time, and this lady's like, yeah, it's crazy down there. People actually take out things, you know, take things out of your cart because, you know, there's such limited quantities. And stores are like opening at 4 a.m. and midnight, so there's a lot of excitement, you know, around this. So all of this activity is happening because people know or they feel that there is something of value or something they perceive to be of value, something valuable to be gained, and that if they can, you know, if they make that effort, early in the morning, or you know. By going out and, you know, waking up early and spending some time away from the things they normally would be doing at this time, they can save some money, right? They can save some dollars. So they're taking advantage of this opportunity. They're taking advantage of this opportunity, especially because, you know, the economy isn't great and a lot of people may be out of jobs or maybe living on a tight budget and so on. So this is a great chance to take advantage of this opportunity to save some money. And they know that this opportunity doesn't come too often. They know that it probably won't come again this year, at least before Christmas. So this is, you know, this is their chance. And once the sale is over, as I found out, you know, or when the things run out, for example, so people were coming maybe 10 minutes late. So the store opened at 7 o'clock. They got there at 7:10, 7:15, and they're out of luck, right? They're looking around, waiting around. Maybe the guy will go inside and find some more stock. No, sorry, we're out. You know, we're sold out. So that was the message. So once the sale is done, or once the item has sold out, that's it, they're out of luck. So as human beings, we also have been given certain advantages, certain opportunities that are time limited. And once they're gone, it's too late to take advantage of them as well. So it's like a game, right? So let's say you're playing hockey or you're playing soccer or basketball, and you know, you're on a power play, right? You have the man advantage, you have an extra player, or the other team is short one or two players. And then on top of that, the best player on the other team also gets injured. So now you're like, yes, not only do I have a power play, but the player, you know, the best player on the other team is now gone, so now we have a better chance of scoring. And then on top of that, you get a penalty kick or a penalty shot, right? So all of these situations are great advantages. You're like, you know, how can I miss this opportunity? This is my chance. You know, this is our chance for our team to score and to get ahead. But we all know that those opportunities don't last forever. Right? You're not going to play the entire game having two players or a player missing from the other team, right? Or having a power play for the whole game. You know you're not always going to get a chance to do a penalty kick or a penalty shot, and so on and so forth. So these opportunities don't last forever. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has specifically told us about five advantages that we have. Five opportunities, five advantages that we have But that one day they might not be there anymore. Five things, five opportunities, five advantages we have, we all possess at one point in our lives, but at one point or the other, they're not going to be there, they're going to be gone. The Prophet ﷺ said to a man while he was advising him, اِخْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسًا. Take advantage of five matters before five other matters. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. So your youth before you become old. وَصِحَّتِكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. And your health before you fall sick. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. And your richness before you become poor. وَفَرَاغِكَ قَبْلَ شُغَلِكَ. And your free time before you become busy. وَحَيَاتِكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And your life before your death. So the Prophet ﷺ highlighted not just one thing, one advantage, one opportunity, but five of them. And the word اِغْتَنِم, right? So the first word is اِغْتَنِم, take advantage, comes from the word اِغْتَنَمَ. Comes from the same root word that signifies sheep in Arabic. غَنَم, right? Comes from the same root. Now sheep, Arabic meaning غَنَم, اِغْتَنَم coming from the same root, what does it signify? It signifies is that this word is used to indicate any good that can be obtained without much effort. Just like sheep, right? So if you go to a farm and you're about to sacrifice a sheep, it's not too hard to catch one, right? As opposed to a cow, for example, right? Or a bull. So it's much harder to catch one of those. But if you're trying to catch a sheep, if you're trying to get hold of one, it's not that hard to do. So the idea is that these are opportunities that can be easily grasped. Just like a sheep can be caught easily if they go astray. So something that you can grasp, something that you can take advantage of without too much effort. So it's as if the Prophet ﷺ is pointing out that these five matters are very easy to obtain, very easy to take advantage of, and very simple to benefit from. Because there are treasures, there are things that are available to all of us, or that they are something that everyone possesses, but very few people appreciate. Right? So these are five things that we have access to, that we can take advantage of, that we all at some point in our lives have the opportunity to take advantage of, yet very few of us actually appreciate it. So the first one was, Prophet ﷺ said, take advantage of your youth before your old age. Right? And so he started with the word shabab, right? The word youth, and he said, take advantage of your youth before your haram. Right? Not the word haram with a big ha, no. Right? Or Masjid al-Haram, we're not talking about that, we're talking about a small ha, right? Haram. And the word haram means old age, maybe even senility, right? So an age when a person does not have the power or the mental faculties that he or she had when he or she was a youth. So youthfulness, of course, is a time when we are most energetic, where we are laying out the foundations, you know, for our future, planning out our life, doing a lot of crazy things, you know, taking a lot of risks, doing things that we normally or people normally don't do once they get older. So the Prophet ﷺ said to take advantage of this time before the time comes when you don't have that enthusiasm anymore. Take advantage of that time before you get to a point where you don't have that much zeal or that much, you know, or that type of outlook. And this enthusiasm, right, especially for my youth, right, my friends, this enthusiasm, this energy, right, this freshness that you have in your mind that you have been blessed with will never again come back. Right, as you start getting older, when your youth has gone away, it starts going away and away and away, and it's not going to come back to you. So take advantage of that. Seize that moment to do something productive and to do something good. The Prophet ﷺ also said that Allah is pleased with and amazed of the youth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Allah is amazed at the youth who does not have any evil inclinations. Meaning the youth who does not do evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such youth who is straight in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not diverge, you know, right or left towards the inclinations of shaitan. So if you're a youth, right, and actually Islamically, you know, youth is not up to 18, for example, or even 25, right? Islamically, when we talk about youth, we're even talking up to the age of 40. Okay? I hope I made a lot of people feel good right now. Okay? So if you're talking about up to the age of 40, right? So you're still, you know, at 40 is basically the prime, right? So what we're talking about, when we're talking about youth, all the way up to the age of 40. 40 is when you reach your prime and you're, you know, right at the best, basically. So up until 40, you're still, you know, you're still climbing up. You still have, you know, time to grow, and you're still going up, still much to learn, and so on, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazed and loves the youth who devote themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't stray away and start turning towards shaitan. So this is the first of the five. Your youth before your old age. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of that moment, of this opportunity you have, because it's not going to come back afterwards. The second one, of course, was take advantage of your health before you fall sick. So take advantage of whatever health Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before there comes a time that you get inflicted by or afflicted by diseases or plagues and other such things, because these happen to human beings, right? If human beings didn't get sick, we would be divine, right? We wouldn't be human beings. So this is a part of being a human being at one point or the other. No matter how healthy I am right now, there might come a point, very likely will come a point, where I will not be as healthy as I am right now. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us that, you know, we don't know when we will, you know, lose this full possession that we have over our faculties, our strength, our mental powers. We don't know when we're going to fall sick, right? We don't know when we're going to fall sick. This reminds me of one of my uncles, may Allah have mercy on him. You know, very easygoing person, very jolly person, always, you know, very active and always, you know, laughing and joking and mashallah, going to the masjid, very good-natured person. Never see him worried. You know, he lost his job after many years. He's like, oh, inshallah, everything will be okay. You know, he starts doing something on his own. You know, very positive type of person. But one day, you know, he calls and I ask him, you know, how are you feeling and so on? And he says, and he sounds a little worried for the first time that I, you know, heard him that he seemed a little worried. And he said, yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm eating. You know, I went to this party and on Saturday, and it was a few days after that. And since then, I just continuously, I keep throwing up. You know, I don't feel sick in any other way, but I just can't digest anything. Right? All out of the blue, right? So perfectly healthy, normal person. And this is the first time, again, that I felt a sense of concern in his voice. And, you know, he went to goes to the doctor. Doctors can't figure out what's going on. And he gets a biopsy done. Turns out it's a cancer. Right, turns out in a cancer, and subhanAllah, within 3 or 4 months, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and that was the end. You know, so you don't know when your health will suddenly go away. You don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide to test you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that this is one of the things that we should appreciate and take advantage of. And as we heard in the hadith that we discussed last week as well, the two, you know, blessings the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that people are blessed with, but they, you know, they don't really appreciate health and free time, or blessings that people waste, health and free time. So appreciate this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The least we can do when we have our health is, at the very least, make sure that we work upon the obligation. So we offer our fara'id, right? The obligatory actions such as prayer and fasting and going for hajj and so on. Right, all of these require our physical bodies. So we do that. That's the least we can do, the bare minimum. And on top of that, you know, we can of course do more, meaning follow the recommended actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah, the sunan, the nawafil, and so on. So this was the second: take care or take advantage of your health before you fall sick. Now we know that one day, you know, we might be poor. One day we might not have much, the other day we might end up with much more than we need, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people, blesses people in different ways, right? So sometimes you might go from being very needy, you know, you're a student, you have lots of student loans, a lot of debt, all of a sudden you get a good job, mashallah, you start working, you know, you make it big, and you're doing good now, mashallah. Or on the other hand, you're doing very well, and you end up losing your job, something happens, and you know, you're on EI now, or you're looking for work and you might be doing something that's not in your field, and so on. Right? So these things can happen very suddenly. So the wise person is he or she who uses their richness before they become poor. Before they become poor, and invest in their future. Now most people, right, whether they're Muslims or not, right, invest in something or try to save up a bit for the future. And this is something good, right? This is something recommended, as long as it's in moderation. Even the Prophet ﷺ would store staple foods for, you know, up to a year, for example. So sometimes he would store barley and grain for his family for up to a year. Right? So it's good to take care of your expenses, try to invest, or try to save up so that if something happens, you can, you know, you can survive and you have some means of surviving without becoming, you know, dependent on others for 6 months, for a year. And we need to, of course, make sure that we have enough money for our families and so that we can feed them. But we also need to invest in our future in the akhirah, right? We, of course, think of investing money in this life, but how about for the hereafter, right? So this is, that's when we're really going to need it, right? We're going to need it in this world, but it's really, really going to come in handy afterwards. The Prophet ﷺ once asked his companions, "Who amongst you loves his inheritor's money more than his own money?" Look at this question. Prophet ﷺ asked, "Who amongst you loves your inheritor's money more than you love your own money?" Right? So the Sahaba, the companions, radiallahu anhum, said, "Ya Rasulullah, all of us love our own money more than we love the money of our inheritors." Right? Why would I, you know, love the money of the people who are going to inherit from me more than my own money? Right? Of course, I take care of my own wealth first. That's what I'm first concerned about. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Verily, the money that you spend in charity," listen to this, very, very carefully, very, you know, a lot of wisdom in this. "Verily, the money that you spend in charity is your money. The money that you have spent in charity is your money, and the money that you leave behind is the money of your inheritors." Right? Because at some point, we're all going to be gone, and most likely we'll have something to leave behind, right? And it's not going to be our own money, it's going to be someone else's money then. Our own money is one that can perpetually and continually go on to benefit us, and that money is only that money which has been spent in good causes and has been spent as charity. Now, you have to understand that this doesn't mean that we just, you know, spend in charity and that's it. Because the concept of charity or doing good is very broad. It's very broad. It's not very narrow that, oh, if only you put money in that donation box, then it's charity, otherwise everything else is waste. No. Feeding your family with the right intention is an act of ibadah, right? It's an act of worship. The Prophet ﷺ said, "A morsel of food," right? One handful of food, if you put it into your wife's mouth, how many people have done that before? If you put a morsel of food, right, into your wife's mouth, the Prophet ﷺ said, "This will be a reward for you on the Day of Judgment." Right? So even feeding your family, right, even putting a morsel, a handful of food into the mouth of your wife will give you a reward, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Now, everybody feeds their family, right? But only the person who does it with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing it with the right intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be rewarded, inshallah. So again, take advantage of this wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, even if it's a little bit. You know, even if you can't give anywhere else in charity, even if you're just feeding your family members, you're clothing your family members, with that, even make the right intention, and inshallah, that too will become a source of reward for you. But don't waste it, especially in things which take you towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have hours and hours every day, right? So we have 24 hours in a day, and they go by. You know, we think of the last year. Think of the last year from now, right? 1 year ago, that this whole past year, how did you use your time, right? So much time went by. Where did it go? Where did all that time go? What were the things that you wasted your time on? Things that that bring no benefit whatsoever, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. Again, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, there are two blessings where the majority of mankind has been deceived concerning, right? Or has is in a loss. They don't appreciate two things: health and free time, right? So you may have to work 8 hours a day, or maybe more. Fine, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed this for you. He has obligated it upon you, right, to take care of your family. When you come home, you may have some time, right? Or if you're studying, if you're a student, right, you may spend a lot of time studying, or perhaps not. But nonetheless, you have some time to spare afterwards. Spend them wisely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be religious deeds, right? Spending your time wisely for something that may be a benefit in this world, right? So learn a trade, learn something new, something that can benefit you in this world and can benefit other people as well. An act that a believer does can be turned into an act of worship if he or she does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson is, whatever you do, right? Whatever you do with your time, have the right intention, right? Make sure, first of all, that you don't do anything that's incorrect or impermissible or that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anything else that you do that can have some positivity attached to it, make the right intention, and inshallah you will get rewarded for that as well. Then of course there are religious deeds that, you know, we should try to do that are the best deeds to do. So for example, recitation of Quran, and I'm talking about extra deeds, right? So the things we have to do, but on top of that, right? For example, try to recite the Quran every day, perhaps 10 minutes, even 5 minutes, have some sort of relationship with the Quran, right? Pray some extra prayers, and so on. At the same time, right, don't forget that you can, you know, turn everything into ibadah, like your studies, for example, right? Or that you can find opportunities to do good. And one of the best things that you could do, one of the best acts of worship, is to seek knowledge, right? To seek knowledge of Islam, seek knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take out a book to read. You know, we have a number of books in the library. Listen to some CDs, some lectures, something positive. Listen to the recitation of Quran. And all of these things can be of benefit, inshallah. Finally, we are all here because we are alive. Of course, everyone here has life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And each of us, without a doubt, will be gone one day. And the final advice of the Prophet ﷺ was, take advantage of your life before your death. Take advantage of your life. This life that you have, this very fact that you're here right now, is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use it for something positive. You know, a lot of times people get confused and they're like, I don't know what to do, I don't know why I'm here, you know, like, I don't know what I should be doing, and they're just like, you know, looking down, getting all down. I say, you know what? There's a reason why each of us, every single person who's here right now, there's a reason why you're here right now. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just do things for nothing, right? And there's a reason why every single one of us is here right now. There's a reason why every single one of us is in Kingston right now. Right? There's a reason why we exist. And it's upon us to ponder over, okay, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me? Why has Allah sent me to this city? Right? Of all the places in the world. Why am I praying here right now? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen this place for me? What is the wisdom in that? And how can I use that for something positive? How can I use my existence to benefit others or for some type of good? So don't waste your life. Take advantage of your life before your death. Now, the Islamic calendar, the Islamic year comes to an end today. And the Gregorian year is, of course, just over a month. It will be over in just over a month from today. Each Islamic year, you know, the sun rises and sets 354 times in a year. And each one of this, right? Each time that it does this, is a reminder for the people who are wise. It's a reminder that whatever is going to rise as the sun rises is going to come down one day, right? So whether it's countries, whether it's businesses, whether it's, you know, people or anything else, nothing is going to remain stagnant. Nothing is going to remain in the same state forever. Our entire life, anything that exists, is following the same cycle that the sun is following, right? That it comes out, it reaches its peak, and then it has its decline, and then it's gone, right? So for the wise, each day brings this reminder that we are moving forward towards a final destination. Just like the sun, when it's moving forward towards the sunset, there's no stopping. It keeps moving and moving and moving forward. So use these opportunities. Take advantage of these blessings at your disposal now before they're gone. And there will come a time when they'll all be gone, right? I'm going to get old one day. My hair is already becoming white, right? I'm going to be gone one day. I'm not going to have the same health every day, that, you know, as I grow older. I'm not going to have the same opportunities. I won't be as sharp, right? I'll get slower. All these things are bound to happen. So take advantage of it right now. So this is an opportunity as we come to the end of the Islamic year. This is an opportunity for us to conduct a year-end review or an audit, right? Look through our highs and lows, our positives and negatives. Were there any new good things that we started? Or, you know, was there something negative that we started doing in the past year? Was there a good practice that we adopted? Or were there sins that we started committing that we didn't do before or had stopped? What direction are we really heading in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. The reckoning of the people has drawn near to them. The day of judgment, the day of reckoning has drawn near to them while they are in negligence, turning away from its signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Then where are you going? Right? These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ Right? Referring to the Qur'an. So where are you going? Meaning turning away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His obedience. Verily, this is no less than a reminder to the creature. So the reminder is there. The teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. The teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there. Where are you heading? Why are you turning away from them? So this is an opportunity again to look back, look at ourselves, take stock of ourselves and say that, okay, which one am I heading? Am I heading in the destination, in the highway, you know, on the route that's going towards goodness? Or am I heading straight for the cliff? Am I heading in the direction of the cliff? And you know what happens when you go too close to the cliff? Right? It becomes much, much more easier to fall off the cliff. Right? If somebody is 10 kilometers away from the cliff, it's very unlikely they're going to fall off the cliff. Right? But if somebody's straddling along the cliff and looking down, right? It's much, much more likely that they're going to end up falling off the cliff. So let's, you know, take this opportunity to look back, think of ourselves very calmly, maybe at night when you're about to go to bed. You know, really, what direction am I going in? Am I any better this year than I was last year? Or am I worse off? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who value all the blessings that have been given to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are on the straight path, on the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away from all of the negatives and the wrong directions that we may be heading in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us towards Siratul Mustaqeem. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.